Pleasure to welcome Mark Walton of the Miami Hurricanes on the ACC kickoff as we're wrapping up here up in Charlotte, North Carolina. This young man's a star in the making at that running back position. He's going to be relied upon heavily to carry the load while they figure out who that next quarterback is going to be. Mark, we welcome you to Jacksonville Radio. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Well, our pleasure. Great year for you as a sophomore, getting ready for your junior season. Expectations even higher for you personally, but certainly the team.
You know, we got to have expectation on our back right now. Everybody talking highly of us, and as a leader on that team, like I want to tell the guys, even when I get back, I'm gonna tell them, let's not live up to that moment right now. Let's go week to week when the games come. Let's do what we got to do so we can get to that moment, that stage of getting to the coast, we're getting to the ACC championship. Because if we don't get that, who cares about Miami? You know, they ain't gonna be able to see, Miami another team. That's Miami again. They ain't do that. So I don't wanna let everybody get big headed right now and we don't do what we gotta do. So I wanna take our business first.
We're talking with Mark Walton, running back from Miami. It's a great point, because if you look back at some of the Miami seasons here of late, you win early and then, like you said, you start getting the hype and you can go into that FSU game 7-0, pair of unbeaten teams, but then after that it kinda hits the skids. So it sounds to me like you're taking a leadership role and you're going to remind these guys, stick to the plan.
Yeah, I want to stick to the plan, you know, because, hey, that's all we got. We only got the plan. And if we don't go by the plan, we can easily fall off course, you know.
You know, you came in, Joe was there, Gus was there, very accomplished backs, but you proved that you deserve the football. Now with them gone and some younger guys coming along, how does everything change for you knowing – that you're going to be getting the ball maybe 20 times again?
I mean, I just got to be on mentally and on physically ready, prepared for it. You know, I think I've been doing a great job this offseason preparing myself, running a lot, doing a lot of more training, going to the athletic training room, taking care of my body, doing a lot of different things to make sure I'm ready for that moment when it's time is coming to get the ball 25 or plus carries time per game. So I'm just doing my part. And I'm ready. I'm thrilled.
I said 20. He said 25.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. And you know, being in Mark Richt's offense, there's certainly going to be a guy using his arm, but there's always going to be a good ground game. When you look at this offense overall, is it tailor made for a guy like you?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's tailor made. You know, it's gonna be some games. It's gonna be some tough games for you. You know, that's why you got to depend on your guys around, like your O-line, your receiver, your quarterback. You got to depend on everybody. You know, this can't be no one man show. You know, so I ain't gonna say it's gonna be tailor made. You know, I'm not that type of guy to make it sound like it's gonna be easy. It's not. You know, it's gonna be a Taz on it.
Now, Brad Kaya moves along. You know, you got three or four guys that are really, you know, trying to take over as the quarterback. What have you seen so far? Who do you like? What do you think it's gonna be when it's all said and done?
I mean, I feel like for all the guys that's competing in that room, three guys. It's a lot of competition. Everybody doing a great job. So, to be honest, to me, I can't make the decisions. I don't know who's going to be the starter. Whoever Coach Richt named the starter, he can name anybody. And I feel like all the guys that's in the candidate, I go with them. I go to war with them, you know, because I feel like everybody in that room doing a great job. It's a lot of competition. And nobody's not looking bad. So, it's going to be a fun ride to see who's going to be the starter.
We're talking with Mark Walton, running back for the Miami Hurricanes, and it's funny that, you know, Coach Richt says the same thing. We've got to find out soon. After that second scrimmage, I think, is when he said he wants to know who his guy is. But then he started talking a little bit about Nikosi Perry and all the stuff that he can do. Have you been able to work out with him during the summer, and what do you think of his overall talent?
Nikosi, you know, he's a great player. Even in practice, you know, we do 7-on-7 and teamwork, 11-on-11 versus our defense. You know, you see him. When the pockets collapse, he'll scramble on you, and that's something we don't got away from. You know, we ain't have that quarterback to be able to scramble and extend the plays, to roll out the scramble and still throw the ball down the field, or roll out the scramble and take off. You know, we didn't have that quarterback skills two years ago. You know, something that you bring that threat on a quarterback to your program this year. That even well defense down, you know. Now they got to honor that quarterback. You know, they can't just try to stack the box on the four running back. You know, they can stack it. You know, it could be an option replay, and he could take off and go 80. You know, that type of ability he got. You know, That's what I see for Nkosi Perry.
How much of a difference have you noticed in the front seven defensively? I mean, some guys, I mean, those three sophomore backers, and you know, you got some veterans on that defensive line. As you get ready for your third camp, how noticeable is that for you?
Oh, it's very noticeable. You know, them guys, you know, going against them on, even in the spring, you know, just seeing how veteran they done got. You know, even the younger guys from the freshman linebackers, you see how they done improved.
Yeah.
You know, they're veterans now. You know, they're true sophomores, and they done got that young under their belt, and they very confident, you know. So it's going to be a fun ride seeing them guys do what they do week to week.
And taking out some punishment on some other guys, right, instead of you in practice. Now, tell me a little bit about this suit that you've got going with the bow tie.
Yeah.
Describe that to us a little bit, because that is one cool bow tie right there, Mark.
You know, this blue suit, when I brought it, I liked the suit, so I was going to stay with this suit. And then as I was looking around, I was calling on Shaq. He said he had a white shirt. And I wanted to go different. And I seen yesterday guys had on black shirts, white shirts, but nobody didn't have on a color shirt. So I wanted to bring out a purple one. So the mm-hmm. purple went very good with this blue. So when I got the purple shirt, I seen this bow tie. And it's got purple in it, and it got all type of colors in it. So I'm like, I think this is my look.
Yeah.
And I want to be different. I don't want to go that wear a black shirt or a white shirt. Nah, I'm going to wear a bow tie, because no, I ain't seen nobody with a bow tie on yesterday. When I looked at the pictures from Atlanta, when the guys was here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wanted it to be different.
You look good, man.
Well, you can put it. Only a few guys can get away with that, but
I'll put it off
can.
Well.
you can. Hey, as we let you go, we're on in Jacksonville. I know you didn't run a fullback a ton, but Marquez Williams was selected by the Jags in the seventh round, and they're going to run a fullback mm-hmm. this year, he in front of Leonard Fournette. Tell us a little bit about Marquez Williams.
Oh, man. I loved that guy when he was in front of me. You know, he going to make it happen for you. You know, just trust him. And when you run behind him, you're going to see him be able to knock somebody down or even push him out the way. You know, I honor him. You know, I respect him to the utmost. And Jacksonville going to see a lot from 37. I think he went 37 over there.
Yeah.
Jacksonville going to have fun with him. And Leonard Fournette. Oh man, you in for a treat, Leonard.
Yeah.
You're in for a treat.
What did he play at? About 275 last year?
I think about 265.
265. He's a big man. I mean, we've seen him obviously with no pads yet, but tough to believe camp
sure,
begins next week.
I'm pretty sure Leonard going to take him out to eat a couple of times after the game.
Get him to do that. All right, young man. Hey,
so.
You're off to a phenomenal start. Again, well over 1,100 yards last year as a sophomore, 14 touches, caught nearly 30 balls, and we wish you the best of success this year for Miami.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me again.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Walton, very talented tailback for the University of Miami, joining us here in Charlotte. Rick Ballew and Joe Coward here from the ACC kickoff meetings.